This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother, somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Well, this is an important segment again, and a very big misconception that the people have. They think that after accepting Islam, you cannot have good connections, communications, and relations with the non-Muslims. Be it your family members, be it your friends, be it your neighbors, be it your colleagues and friends. It's absolutely a misconception. It's a wrong notion to think that you have to be wrong, you have to be harsh, you have to be away from the non-Muslims, and you can't be good to non-Muslims. In fact, Islam prescribes us to be kind to all the humans. Islam prescribes that we need to be just with all the people. Islam teaches us that we need to be merciful to all the people. Islam prescribes that we should not harm, insult, humiliate, or kill any innocent people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Mumtahina, Surah number 60, Ayah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not harmful, it is not difficult, it is not a sin upon you. It is not a sin upon you that you be kind to the people who do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Mumtahina, Surah number 60, Ayah number 8, that it is not a sin upon you that you be kind to the non-Muslims if they do not get into war. If they do not get into war and they are civilians, they are your normal family members, they are your normal neighbors, they are your normal people, you know, friends or colleagues or whoever. If they are non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not forbid you, He does not prohibit you to be kind with them. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that you should be kind to them. You should be merciful to them. You should not harm them, insult them. In fact, a very beautiful ayah in the Quran that describes all these situations, all these questions in one. In Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayah number 6, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the enemies in the battlefield, during the war, if they ask you peace, grant them peace. And take them to a place of security where they can feel secure and they can listen to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the treatment that Islam teaches us to the enemies in the battlefield during the war. If he also asks for peace, Allah says, grant them peace, take them to a safer place and give them security, and so that they may hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So leave aside the normal non-Muslims. You can be good to them. You can behave with them in the best ways that Islam has allowed you to do so. But do not be like them, but be with them in the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to be with them. Dear brothers and sisters, we were dealing with some of the most frequently asked questions with the Muslims who have accepted Islam recently. If you are a new Muslim brother or sister, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, Ayah number 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He says that those who say, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our Lord. Those who say, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our Lord. And then be on it. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descends angels upon them, saying, do not fear, do not grieve, but receive the good news of Jannah, that which you were promised. So be on Islam, live on Islam, and die on Islam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ